This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9 and 3AW Better Together.
Better Together.
With 3AW's Neil Mitchell and Joy's David McCarthy, raising awareness of issues affecting today's youth. Have your say. Call 96 900 693 or 131 332.
131 332.
It's 26 minutes to 11. David McCarthy from Joy is with me. Now, the hashtag Joy3AW simulcast is trending around Australia. David, what does that mean?
It means that we're reaching an audience and that people are talking about it. Social media is so important to this issue because predominantly it's used by young people or younger people, and that they're listening in and they're talking about what we're talking about.
Michael Carr-Greg is with us as well, as you will be right through, because I want to get advice from Michael occasionally as we go along. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Neil. Morning, Macca.
Morning.
I know you think this is vitally important. Why?
Look, it is because not only is this a particular subgroup of young people who are very, very vulnerable to suicide, self-harm, but we haven't actually talked about the fact that they also use illicit drugs at a much higher rate, and you wouldn't have to be a genius to figure out that they're doing that to self-medicate. And I think that they're forced to live a double life, and I think this pervasive homophobia compromises their psychological development.
We'll take some calls, Macca. Rick, hello, Rick.
Yeah, morning, guys. Listen, a few breaks ago, Macca said, I can't remember how many years ago he said it was, but however many years ago, youth suicide was 1 in 20 deaths out of all youth deaths, and now it's 1 in 7. Wouldn't this imply that telling kids to come out and everything's okay, wouldn't that make that wrong, and coming out of the closet is actually causing kids to commit suicide?
I think it goes, I understand where you're coming from, but it goes to issues of self-esteem. And the reason they don't come out is because the community they live in, or their parents or their friends, they have a fear that they're going to be discriminated against because of their sexuality. And people need to understand that sexuality is not a choice. It is what you are, and when you deny that, you're affecting your level of self-esteem.
Thank you, Rick, for that. Now, Michael, I was going to ask you, because we're not talking only about gay and lesbian suicide. The suicide right across young kids or youth is bad. Is too bad. Is there a same sort of underlying issue here? Because we've talked about gay kids feeling abused, threatened, and shunned. Are they similar reasons behind youth suicide in straight kids?
My word, 90% of the kids who kill themselves actually have a mental health problem of some description. If you cannot tackle the normal developmental tasks simply because you don't feel you're supported, valued, you can't even be authentic to the people around you, that's going to predispose you to a range of psychological problems, which in turn predisposes you to suicide.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
We'll take another call. I think we'll go to Andrea next. Yes, Andrea, go ahead, please.
Oh, hi, Neil. I've actually spoke to you just after my daughter killed herself, and I just challenge the comment you made where you said help is just a phone call away.
Well, Andrea, your daughter was how old?
She was 13.
How long ago?
It was nearly 2 years ago.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yes. And it still bugs me that people say help is just a phone call away. I rang Beyond Blue. I rang a million people. And when your child's ready to engage and talk about things, it's still impossible to get help right there and then. I think all the money in the world, they should open up a clinic with a psychologist 24 hours. You know, this referral thing where you need to go and see a doctor to get help. She knew she had a chemical imbalance. She knew the only person who could help her was a paid professional, not a psychologist. there's a limited time.
I don't know if you heard our recent discussion about it, and we certainly got to this point as well, that there are not enough resources, Michael.
There's no question about that. However, I'm very sorry for your loss. If it had been now, of course, your daughter could have accessed web counselling, online web counselling, through either eHeadspace or through Kids Helpline.
Kids Helpline? I'm sorry, that just makes me even more annoyed because she emailed Kids Helpline. I actually accessed all her emails. I've rung Kids Helpline and they told me that they had no responsibility to inform me, even though she was 13, that she was suicidal, only if she had stated there and then a certain time and a date that she was going to do it. She actually wrote to them, said I had suicidal thoughts. They told her to keep a diary, all this stuff, which just, you know, wasn't relative.
Andrea, thank you for calling. I'd say, Michael, if a parent is in that position with a child and the child has shared with them this sort of these sort of feelings, and they're having trouble getting help, what do they do? Where do they go? Because, and you're quite right, we say, you know, help is a phone call away. Is there enough help a phone call away? And what do you do?
Well, we're doing as well as we can in terms of rolling out Headspaces, and you've been very involved in that. These are one-stop shops around Australia where young people can just walk in. They don't need Medicare cards, they don't need appointments, and this is clearly the way to go. With respect to if you don't have a Headspace nearby and there are not enough of them, then you have to go to your GP, and your GP is the cornerstone, the backbone of adolescent mental health care in Australia. Hopefully you can find one who will be sympathetic, who might be able to make a referral, but I personally believe that the confidentiality and the anonymity of web counselling is a huge attraction, particularly to gay and lesbian young people who haven't even discussed this with their parents, but the computer allows them to have those important conversations.
And we have in the gay and lesbian community, gay and lesbian switchboard, a service run purely by volunteers, professionally trained, that deals with this. And I'm very sorry to hear about your daughter and that the resources weren't able at that time to do it. But the challenge we face is we do have to address the issue, and we need to go back a step. Self-esteem and eradicating self-harm starts in schools, and it starts in community attitudes. Yeah. And whilst we can work on one end of trying to provide some resources to address the need and to deal with people's issues, we've actually got to start back at the start, and it's about self-esteem issues, and it's about not just for gay kids, but for all kids. The reason they're killing themselves is because they're lacking self-esteem.
We will take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. 96900 693 1313.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ Community Radio Station Joy 94.9.
32.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.